Many believe it is a Psalm of David. It is about the redemption of the people out of Egypt. When they conquered, when they triumphed, is something that we've been studying in our study of Exodus. But spiritually, it is a prophecy about the coming of Christ and about the calling of the Gentiles unto the faith, about establishing His kingdom and in this world, His church. And so it says that this gives us reason to sing. In this sad world, what is the reason for people to actually sing and rejoice? There is much to be complaining about. We can have a long face. Even when we come to a place where we ought to be singing, we ought to be rejoicing. Here we are told, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. A person who has been given a new heart, God also gives them a heart filled with new song to the Lord. Have you that? A new heart? God has promised to give sinners. And the new song, it's not like old songs. Before we were converted, we would sing certain things, oftentimes the world songs. But even if we attended a place of worship, we would sing, but not with understanding. We would sing, but we do not connect with it. Maybe we would sing certain things and we connect with the tune, but not with the words. But God gives us reason to praise Him. And so you have these, the imagery here and the illustrations. And so there is the sea that is roaring, the floods that are clapping their hands, the people are instructed to sing with the harp and with the trumpet and so on. All of these are pictures of how the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ affects everything and everyone, and how beautiful and how wonderful and sweet the sound of the gospel is. And what happens? It affects everybody. Dear friends, we are not on the losing side. The Church of Jesus Christ is not on the losing side. The Lord is coming. So this is not talking about some day in the past. It is speaking about someday in the future. It says, He cometh to judge the earth. He's coming. And his judgment is right, it is true, it is fair. It says, with righteousness shall He judge the world, and the people with equity. You look at the world and you see the tyrannical governments, you see wars, you see all kinds of things we can point to say how awful our land is. But my friends, this is only temporary. The Lord is coming, and He will judge with fairness and righteousness. And we thank God for that. And that should give us great comfort and encouragement. The Christian's life, we were talking earlier on, it is the most exciting life, if we could say it like that. It's the most blessed life. It's the most happy life. We are not living in a make-believe world. We certainly experience troubles, we experience hardships, we experience pain, and we shed tears. But at the end of the day, we say, but the Lord is there. I can be still in His presence. I can still sing. I can still worship. So, the psalmist doesn't give the Christian any choice here. He says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It doesn't say, make sure you sound great, but it says, whatever noise you make in His praise, make sure it is joyful. Because God is the one who also is in our midst. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the book of Hebrews speaks about this, that He's in the midst of His congregations, and He is also engaged in praise. Do you think the Lord Jesus Christ is happy, or is He sad? He is rejoicing. as well. So friends, here we are. Maybe be given a new heart and maybe be given a new song. May the Lord be praised. Amen. Let us